When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
All right, Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru is here, got out of the TARDIS. He's all dressed up, Esmeralda the Heart melted, cardboard everywhere. Viggity-viggity-vick running around like a lunatic in the newsroom, and I'm Wiki-Wiki-Dicky. Should we play my first request for Fly Jams Friday? By the way, phone lines are open, 312-981-7200 for your favorite R&B jams. So sexy, so funky, the late, great George Michael. All of my requests this morning will be in honor of George Michael, who passed away on Christmas and is one of the flyest of all fly people ever. Esmeralda, did you see that I posted on my Facebook page the scene from Keanu where all the guys are in the family car and he's trying to teach the other drug dealers about how great George Michael is?
Yeah.
And he talks about how they never saw Ridgely again. Oh, man. Okay, we got a break. We got the news coming up right after that, and then Fly Jams Friday on WGN. He was so damn great. Man. It's too funky. That's the song and the description. Title, yes. And description. George Michael passed away on Christmas, and so my three choices for Fly Jams this morning are all George Michael, who is one of my favorites. It's Nick DiGilio. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and at 6 o'clock is Steve Cochran. Are you a fan of George Michael?
Yeah. I mean, the hits. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I remember very distinctly watching Too Funky and Freedom and like all those, the 90s videos that he put out.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember Fast Love? Fast Love was...
I had to watch it.
It's 96.
It looks very familiar.
96,
Very 90s.
It was from his album Older, which is a great record.
It looks very much this is what we think the future will be like.
Yeah. I know. So, all right, it's Fly Jams Friday. Every Friday we like to celebrate the lovely world of R&B music and funky music and kick off your weekend on a funky note. Esmeralda the Heart Melda, I saw you spin very, very fast. You almost drilled a hole in the floor.
I know. Well, it's all that whole food.
It's all the whole foods you're eating. That's right. Whole 30 is the diet you're on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a whole book.
It makes me spin. It's a 30 miles.
Is it
per
a full? Is it like a full book or is it?
Yeah,
like...
they have a series of books.
Oh, I see.
The first ones they had were just essentially explaining the whole thing, and then a couple recipes, and then they've kind of moved on and made bigger ones, just like a whole recipe book, and then.
How did you hear about it?
I don't remember. Probably just internet.
Tooling around on the intranets.
Yeah, it's become a huge thing. Like people do it multiple times.
I've seen it posted on my Facebook page, like on the news feed.
Yeah.
Complete strangers for people who are friends of mine that I don't even know.
Right, and they're doing,
it. I see the whole, I wasn't aware of Whole 30. It wasn't on my radar till, you know, you and I started talking about it when you said you were going to check it out. And then I began noticing it more. I'm sure it was on my feed a lot and I just didn't notice. But now because you're a part of it, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I've seen it. I kind of followed it before. But
yeah.
I was like, I don't know how to do that.
You're doing it, man.
But yeah, no, I finally bought my $10 bottle of coconut aminos.
Oh.
To replace soy sauce.
Coconut aminos.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
No, not yet. I haven't made it.
You gonna try it this weekend?
Probably.
Yeah.
There's a recipe somewhere that I gotta make.
Okay.
But yeah, I was like, now I'm all in.
All right, you're all in, man. There's no turning back now. $10 bottle, man. I'm all in.
Yeah, use that stupid thing.
All right. Well, best of luck with that, Esmeralda. You're a much better person than I am. All right, let's try this one. This is a jam right here.
Sold me out, chicken chain.
Yeah. James Brown. Did you ever see the interview with James Brown when he was completely on PCP?
Yeah, and then did you see Jordan Peele? He redid it shot for shot.
Word for word.
It's amazing.
It was unbelievable. Jordan Peele in that? Genius.
Yeah.
Genius. Oh. And the fact that it wasn't written. It was a transcript of the actual interview. And he got everything, the pauses, the wow, he got all of it right.
Yeah. I've forgotten about it. We used to, me and my, I remember my friends would watch it over and over again.
The real interview?
Yeah, the real one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then Jordan Peele. By the way, did you see that Keegan was on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah last night?
What was he doing there?
They did an Obama Luther sketch. They did the final Obama Luther sketch. Oh, you got to see it.
Was Obama there?
No. Jordan does Obama. And, you know, you've seen the sketch, right, that they've done?
Oh.
Luther is his anger translator.
Oh, okay, because I only saw Key.
Key was on the show.
Okay.
He did the interview segment, but then they showed the bit that they did.
Oh, that I haven't seen.
And, okay. Oh, it's on my Facebook page.
Okay.
It's on my regular Facebook page. You have to see it. It's unbelievable. Because you know the setup, right?
Yeah.
Keegan plays the Luther, the anger translator.
Yeah.
Who basically says everything that Obama can't say. And Jordan is Obama.
Yeah.
And he's the calm, you know, presidential Obama. And meanwhile, he's playing Luther, screaming. And this is all about Trump getting elected. You have to see it. It's so funny. And they debuted it last night on The Daily Show.
I'm hoping that now that he's leaving office, he will become Luther.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Key and Peele. Oh, God. Geniuses. All right. Here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
How was your break?
It was long. it was longer than I would like to have been, but thank you for asking.
Can you play Staying Alive by the Bee Gees?
Staying Alive, here we go. Yeah. That's Fly. Very Fly, Jasmine.
By the way, after your show on Wednesday, I went on the internet and searched a picture of Mr. Blobby. You're crazy.
I'm crazy. He's
yes,
the
he
best.
Is.
He's the best, Jasmine.
You're crazy.
Okay, Jasmine, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye. Mr. Blobby rules. Ugh. All right, name all three Bee Gees.
Maurice. That's it. That's all I got.
So you really don't even listen when you're on the air with me, do you?
Barry.
Yes.
I can't remember the other one. All I keep thinking is Andy, and I know now. I now know that Andy is not part of it.
He was not a BG. He was a Gib.
Oh.
But he was not a BG.
Yeah, he was the little brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a solo career.
Maurice, Barry, and something.
Robin.
Okay.
Just wanted to
Who are the Hansons?
Oh, Zach, Isaac. And Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What's the third one?
Taylor.
I got Isaac. I got the hard one.
I got Maurice.
Okay, you got. I could only name two of them yesterday. Anyway, remember, I couldn't name Robin.
There you go. See.
All right. This is just how much people pay attention who are on the staff of the
show.
We
don't even pay attention.
All right. Here's a jam.
Yeah. Won't you sing the lights are clear?
was for Carlton the Doorman. Carlton the Doorman selected them. God, Earth, Wind, and Fire was good. You know, at that time, they had 623 people in the band.
Oh, so not the whole...
No.
Not the whole group.
No. It was a very light a very light recording session. There were only 623 right. people in matching outfits in the studio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Another celebrity death, Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire passed away in 2016. All right. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too, sir.
Good riddance to 2016. I think anybody listening should feel lucky to have gotten out alive.
Jeez. Cubs won the World Series. Cubs won the World Series. Don't forget about that.
That's the only good thing.
Yeah.
Only good thing.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, it's not Maurice, it's Morris.
It's Morris, okay. Oh. Yeah, it's Maurice White, it's Maurice Gibb.
That's correct.
Right, okay.
Really?
And, yeah. And
it's spelled Maurice. It's spelled Maurice.
Have you ever seen the White House Correspondents' Dinner with the?
Oh yeah, with Luther.
Anger management. Yeah, right.
Hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious. And the fact that that Obama was like with it, like Obama played the straight man. It was actually Obama playing the straight man to Luther, to Keegan's Luther. It's genius.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Anyway, one more kick in the groin in 2016. I felt so badly when I heard about George Michael for you. I thought. That you like losing Prince and George Michael within 8 months.
Ridiculous.
You like losing Lennon and Harrison the
Ridiculous.
Same year.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I've played a lot of George Michael. You know, this is my fourth song already on Fly Jams Friday. We did One More Try and Kissing a Fool and As. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play my guilty pleasure tonight. This is my favorite, Careless Whisper.
Oh, please. Tonight the music seems so loud. I wish that we could. You know, Bob.
Yes.
There's no guilt involved in liking that song.
No, it's a great song.
It's a phenomenal song. Phenomenal.
I'm glad you played. You read that article that I sent. He always gets so much crap in the press.
I know. I know.
It's amazing what he did.
Oh yeah. He gave away so much money. He was an amazing philanthropist. No question about it.
As a straight man, it's difficult for me to conceptualize being gay, and I think a lot of times it has to do with lust. But one thing you have to say about George Michael, he was probably one of the most romantic guys ever.
No.
You know, when you listen to him sing and compose those words, unbelievable.
Beautiful. All right, Bob, thanks, man. Take care.
Take care, Nick.
See you later. All right. George Michael. And I'm not talking about the character from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Michael Cera. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right, we got a break. Hey, by the way, we have a Blackhawks Express from a really exciting game from last night. Outstanding game. We'll play the Blackhawks Express coming up. We got a break here for weather and traffic. And you don't belong to me. Yeah. George Michael. As fly a human being has ever existed. paying tribute to George Michael, passed away on Christmas. Damn, what a loss. All right. Fly Jams Friday, we're going to wrap it up. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
All right, last year, November, we didn't get to play one of my songs because of the Commodore 6.4 crash. So we're going to play it again. It's Junior Wells, Stomachache.
All right, here we go. Junior Wells, Stomachache. There you go. Junior Wells, Stomachache.
Hey,
doesn't sound like he has a stomach ache, Esmeralda, does it?
Actually, he does. Give him some Alka-Seltzer.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Harold. Let's see. 262 area code requested this one. Hey, Nick, I wanted to introduce you to a guy named Gregory Porter. He's a new artist and a real soulful performer. And here's a song called Hey Laura.
Really, I'm sorry, but it just couldn't wait. With a healthy dose of make-believe, won't you lie to me and make me believe that you're in love with me, and this fool can see that the rivers of your love flow uphill to me.
That's good. I've never heard that before. DJ Shagru is, have you ever heard of Gregory Porter?
No, first time.
It's good stuff. Yeah.